Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Shong, you mob. Going to jump straight in it. Fashik Runway 2022, Cairns' first most glamorous and sustainable fashion runway event at the Shangri-La Hotel, the marina here in Cairns. And event by Murray Q. Couture. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with the organiser. And that's part of the Murray Q. Couture Presents Fashik Runway 2022. Deadly Sister, Double C, Cheryl Creed on the line. Cheryl, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning. I got to say it three times.
And a very good morning to you. And before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay, well, I kind of adopted from up here in Cairns now, Originally I'm from Sherbourg, beautiful Sherbourg. And my people, as we know, we all got sent around. So I'm a Gungri woman. I always get tongue-tied with this. Pitta Pitta,
yes.
Kwadabuka, and Bindle.
Beautiful.
That's all of me.
They're all beautiful. All of you. And look, congratulations. So you got the Fashik Runway. This is the second time it's running?
This is our second year, yes.
Second year, yes.
I didn't think I'd get to the second year because it done my head in last year and it's doing it again.
When you step out on the field there, of course it's going to happen. But you need those teeth and you need those dramas. You know, it helps you become stronger, sis.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely put your challenges. You know, you challenge yourself out there, and you know, this is what's happening. But it's a good thing. You pull out all your skills and all your, you know, all the dreams and everything, and you just go with it.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the theme is Sustainable Hollywood Bling. So tell us about, tell us about your story then, how it all first started with you with fashion, and now you've got your own business, Murray Q. Couture, up and running. How long has it been running? Just paint that picture, sister.
I am an accidental designer.
Accidental designer.
That door was open for me. I did a bit of, my sister asked me if I wanted to model for a local fashion event up here, Riff. I said, oh, true, you know, because we're getting up in age, we're a bit cock-sized, and, you know, we didn't exactly fit in the image. But I had to...
So you was a model first, is that what you're saying?
What's that, my brother?
Sorry, you was a model first.
Oh, Gammon one.
Yeah, Gammon one, but then that's where you got your passion to become a designer, did you not?
I was, when I did the second modelling show and I heard my name being sung out in the audience, I thought, well, now I might be a real one.
Yeah, but, shut up.
and the designers... the organisers, you know, congratulated us and just said, you know, our blackfellas go, just give you a chance. Okay, who wants to be a designer? So I put my hand up and it was simple. See you next year with the collection on the runway, just like that. And,
just like that.
Oh, well, yeah, just like that. And so we wrapped our head around how we was going to do stuff. And, you know, as I always say, Murray Q sort of came out of, out of poverty because we had to use what we had. And I thought, you know, it's time that our... we want to see our women all glamorous. We're tired of being in the shadows, you know. And, well, this is my idea. I wanted to bring us forward and, you know, we all love getting dressed up and styling up and makeup and...
Well, exactly. You know, and what sort of material did you use when you first started out?
Oh, look, I'm a second-hand freak. So all the stuff that I'd see there... I'd be grabbing all these beautiful dresses and gowns and velvets and, you know, all sorts of, I call them luxury materials, bringing them on, pulling these pieces apart, re-sewing them back up. And I didn't want casual, you know, because that's readily available up there. And I thought, oh, you know, let's do let's do gowns and, you know, long evening gowns and stuff like that. And
all different colours?
So she only does black.
Only do black, is that right?
Her signature style is, her signature is black.
Yes.
So if you're looking for that little black number,
mm-hmm.
you know...
Get a Murray Q. Get a Murray Q.
Get a Murray Q, yep. Yep, I'm here to service, yes.
You ain't going to take anybody's money.
And, yeah, well, you know, black suits any woman, and any woman can wear it, you know.
Yes.
And person out there who can, you know, anyone can rock a black outfit. And so... As it goes, I was going around to, you know, I started getting a bit popular there and putting myself into all these runways and a couple of high-end runways. And I thought, it's time to stay home because a lot of the money was going out, you know, travelling and motels and, you know, it was costing a lot. And I had this little dream, I think, I could do my own runway.
Mm.
So the thing was that I was, you know, thinking of how we got to do this because we've got... Fashik now. We've got three, First Nation run platforms. I'm getting tongue-tied here now.
Well, it's real deal. Just paint that picture. And so you did it last year. You're doing it again this year. So it's becoming an annual event. At the Shangri-La Hotel, let's talk about the actual night. So, of course, we're talking models. You got models. Is that male and females? And paint that picture.
We've got all females.
All females, here. Okay, yes. And black sisters?
We've got a mixture. I've opened it up.
Okay.
I've opened it up because I think it's opportunity for our girls and our other local girls who come together and our girls get to sort of expand their portfolio.
By, yes.
You know, even our designers.
Mm.
And not just being sort of kept in that box, you know, so they expand their portfolios by wearing, you know, non-Indigenous labels and vice versa, you know, with their, you know, like our Australian models there, they get to the opportunity to experience, First Nation designers. And I think it's a great way to, open that or unite, actually, you know, and the designers, they get to share in all these different models from all different backgrounds.
Yeah, it gives them platform, gives them a focus for their future, if not models, but also inspiring our young ones into the what ifs, you know. If you got a dream,
exactly.
You think of it, you can turn it into reality by working on it. Like I said, you just started with secondhand clothes, and now here you are, Murray Q Kortu, and running your own business, sister.
Oh, a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance, and
sure.
A lot of, you keep going. There's a lot of doors that are closed, but you just, you keep knocking and banging on them.
Exactly. Well, the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. So you got to put a lot of work into it, you know what I mean? And on the night, you also got some special guest speakers. Talk to us about these speakers. Who are they and what message is being delivered?
Look, a lot of the program has moved around in the last couple of weeks, unfortunately, our guest speakers, they've moved around as well. So, but we've got one of our designers, Maggie Walsh, that's coming up from Brisbane, who's formerly from Palmyra, so she's debuting her collection as a designer.
Good.
And she's another one really exciting.
And you also got our sister Rochelle Watson Pitt. She's performing. Soul Mama.
I should have brought you up to date.
Yeah, is that right? I'm looking at the literature I got here.
Yeah, it moved. The show moved around, so there was a lot of moving around in the show. But
we're going to be a deadly night. Are tickets still available?
It's a sellout.
It's a sellout. There you go. There you go. It is. Well, it's going to be a good night. The people are going to be there dressed up. So, look, fantastic. Congratulations. Good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch. And I'd love to talk to you next week about how it all went, sister.
Thank you for your support. Love sharing what we're doing, new stuff. And, Blackfellas moving ahead, fashion forward.
Yes, too deadly. Well, Murray Q Culture is up and running, so the Fashik Runway is happening this Saturday at the Shangri-La Hotel here in Cairns. Too deadly, my sister, Cheryl Creed, we'll catch up soon, my dear.
Thank you for your time.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye. Adele Yarn there, Cheryl Creed. She's the designer, part of the Murray Q Culture, and presents a Fashion Runway 2022. They did it last year for the first time. Look, it went off. She said she was tearing her hair out and regarding organising it. Look, she's running again. It's fantastic. It's a sellout, so that's fantastic. The Shangri-La Hotel. And, people like to dress up, but they can dress up and feel deadly, but also watch our young ones on the catwalk doing their stuff and with all different fashion designers. Too deadly. Represent. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Institutions. What could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, Uncle Willie, that's Joe Geyer here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 0457140550, and your Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So do check it out, do communicate that way. Yarning with the Baldy on here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program. Yarning up strong, you mob. So do add to the conversation, use the tool that is available on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Let's talk NRL. Broncos, which way? What's happening there, brothers? 53-6 got annihilated by the Eels. Games tonight, we have the Panthers, who took out the minor premiership. They're playing Warriors. And after that game is the top of the table clash there with Storm and Roosters. That should be a fantastic game. Saturday got Raiders up against Sea Eagles, Sharks up against Bulldogs, and Rabbitohs up against Cowboys. And then the last two games on the Sunday, West Tigers up against Dragons, Titans up against Knights, and on Sunday doesn't fare out to anything in regard to the timetable. So that's where it sits. Telstra Women's Premiership, Broncos up against Roosters. That's tomorrow. Eels up against Dragons on Sunday, Titans up against Knights. So that's how it sits. And in regard to the weekend, this is the second last game of the competition in the NRL, and then we go into semis with, like I said, with Penrith leading away in regard to the modern premiership. Maybe on Talk Football, all ears here or on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Children from the palm of our mother's hands. Mucham yinan bading Allah. Gari gari galing Allah. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
Bimbe, Mucha, Gari Gari Gada, Bulba.
Story of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wow, gadi gadi. Mucha, gadi gadi gadan. Bulba.
Stolen Generation, Normie J here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text your brother 0457140550. And our Facebook page are BBM987FM. Let's talk AFL. Semi-finals are underway as of next weekend. First game we got is Lions up against the Tigers. You got Demons up against Suns. Geelong Cats up against Collingwood Magpies. Fremantle up against Bulldogs. And the table in regard to the ladder and how they're sitting. Geelong Cats, of course, taking the minor premiership. And then we have Melbourne, Sydney Swans, Collingwood. They're the top four. And the bottom four is Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, Richmond and Western Bulldogs. The bottom four, it's a do or die from here on in. Losers out of it. And the top four, they have a second chance if they lose. So there it is, AFL. May the best team win. Maybe on Talk Football, AFL. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here, 1-800-422-416. With the ball you're on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. The Australian Digital Health Agency provides monthly media briefs on key digital health issues, including COVID-19, updates and advances in health technology like telehealth, and electronic prescriptions. They encourage Australians to take control of their health through their My Health Record and embrace healthcare technology to achieve better health outcomes. Their key spokespeople include Dr. Andrew Rochford, Brother Steve Renouf, Dr. Stephen Hambledon, Dr. Andeep Hansra, Dr. Jason King, Michael Brown, and Dr. Jill Benson. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Dr. Jill Benson now. Influenza test results now available to consumers immediately on upload to My Health Record. And digital health tools can help maintain your health and well-being. My Health Record, electronic prescription and telehealth. On the line, we have Dr. Jill. Good morning, Dr. Jill.
Good morning. I hope it's a good morning to you. It's a lovely morning here in Adelaide.
In Adelaide, beautiful. All right. Yes, fantastic up here in Cairns, North Queensland. A little bit overcast, but warm, I would say.
Well, it's a warm
16
here.
Oh, good, warm 16. Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Very important conversation. I'm talking about flu test results now available to consumers immediately on upload to My Health Record. So enlighten us, please, Dr. Jill.
So I'm been really concerned about this latest flu outbreak. I've seen, I actually work in the remote Aboriginal community of Jundunjara in Western Australia. And we've seen more sick people with influenza than we had with COVID, which is quite scary. And I know up there in Queensland at Yarrabah, there was a terrible outbreak of the influenza.
Yes.
There's a treatment that's available that doesn't actually sort of stop it, but it decreases the infectivity of the flu, and it decreases hospitalizations and death. But that has to be given within the first 48 hours of having symptoms. So having the actual results uploaded to My Health Record pretty well straight away rather than in a week has meant that people are able to get that medication if they need it within that window of 48 hours, which is really great.
So people can act on their own health, is what you're saying. And very important they do so, yes.
Yeah. So they can go along, if they've had the test, and they can go along to their doctor and say, look, I've got the flu, I can see it on my health record, can you give me the treatment? Because I'm really worried about the rest of my family, or I'm really worried about getting into hospital with this and I don't want to.
And so tell us about the My Health Record for our listeners out there who don't know how that works. Can you share some information there, please?
I love My Health Record. So I work in probably one of the most remote communities in the world, and our population is quite mobile across the desert and, well, also into the towns. But having My Health Record means that any of the results, any changes in medication, any discharge summaries, those sorts of things go into the cloud. So when my patient goes to Wingalina or, you know, the APY lands or something like that, they can access the changes I've made. They can see when I last did their diabetes test and their kidney test. And our fax machine never seems to be working. So we don't have to rely on all of those bits of paper. It's just seamless. It's fantastic. And when patients come from to see me, so I do a lot of telehealth into the community. You know, unfortunately, we've had a few funerals on, so we've had quite a few people in the community. So people come into the clinic, I can see what their medications are, and we can have that continuity of care that we know is so important with chronic disease management. And, you know, if we all know that when we travel, we never seem to take enough medication with us.
Sure. We can get laxy-daisy, can't we?
We can. But keeping the pills going, keeping the medication and the treatments going means that we're likely to have a longer and healthier life.
Yeah, exactly.
Life. And so, you know, the My Health Record is just so important for that. It just made such a difference.
My granddad used to always say, too much couch, not enough ouch. Get off it, get on with it, you know? Get active.
Well, it doesn't have to be out. It can be ooh.
Sure. Exactly. Look, a beautiful yarn, and thank you for sharing. So influenza test results now available to consumers immediately on upload to My Health Record. But thank you for the yarn, Dr. Jill. Stay warm, and you've been to Cairns, have you?
I have been to Cairns. Not, you know, it was too long ago.
Yeah, hello, yes. Long time between drinks. Come and join us.
Yes, I will. Lovely to talk to you. Have
all the best. Thank you, Dr. Jill. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Adelia and Dr. Jill Benson, her name is, Professor. Flu test results now available to consumers immediately on upload to My Health Record. And talk to your First Nation Health Organisation and they can guide you, direct you in that space. Stay safe, you mob. To Adelia, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416.
Boys, time you stop long, we'll marry blow you. Now you miss me, I'm true. Try and play me, miss the song, yeah. Talk to me, Harim.
Missing you to root. Nami, worry, to must love you. Long pela time, you know, kissing one pela letter. By me making one and now, suppose you lose me, bunny, and I'll get her. Mary Leva, you come now, you send the same life for me. Miss Andes, Salim, ting, tie me round one time, all mangi. Long one name na mi be silo you all say me sabe like him look him you long wara buta away. Maskilo one name up when me sabe stop. Kain good for la memory blow you by come up. Yes, me all same canuna you all same saman. Me no think suppose me tan him head by you na pia man. Mary Leva, me sabe miss him you to room.
Me sabe miss him you.
Send me by come back na dispelato kitu rumi rasta mangi belong TNG na mi stop. In a long time by me come na look him you long up. Oh, no good you be lose long me Mary.
About you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye. But I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl? You know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been so long.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jagariza. Let's go. Feeling good right now. First Nations, let's go.
Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, echo, and so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
I let go.
Ticking off the meter, straight to the dance floor, Soca Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo, capitalize, so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making in panico. Bucket up a last ride, wrap it again and go. Sicky, yeah, let's make him wilder with that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
Sisters, and thank you all for coming. Want you, you know,
Yeah, beautiful track there, Wanju. That's our Briscoe sisters. Big shout out, beautiful sisters. Hope you're all well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up strong, your mob. Now, Victorian Indigenous Trailblazers given top honour at Landcare Awards. We are talking about the Wurundjeri Woorong Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation, NARAP Unit, win 2022 KPMG Indigenous Land Management Award. We're going to talk to Uncle Sean Hunter, NARAP Unit Manager, and Wurundjeri man on the line. That's Uncle Sean. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Yeah, I'm going well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm Wurundjeri Elder. I'm from Melbourne. We sort of our country covers the Melbourne suburban area and a part of the rural areas as well.
Yes. And look, congratulations, top honour at Landcare Awards. It's a good token, and looking after your country, and it's good to be recognised and acknowledged as First Nation people, my brother.
It's great. I took over the NARAP unit 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was set up to look after the Wurundjeri properties that we own.
Yes.
And we decided to shift the focus and start creating meaningful employment opportunities for Wurundjeri and other Aboriginal people across Melbourne.
And let's talk about some of the employment and some of the jobs that are at the table, my friend.
Well, when I started, I put a heap of young fellas on as trainees.
Yes.
Put them through the conservation land management so they can understand what it is we do. From there, we've taken off. So all my crew are trained up, so they know what they're in for and what they're doing. We have contracts with the local, you know, Melbourne Water, local government councils.
Good.
And stuff. And it's not only offering them ongoing opportunities, meaningful
yes.
employment, something that can build their career. We also develop and support their training.
Mm.
It also helps. Not just caring for country, and it's caring for people as well.
Exactly.
It really, really changes people's lives and attitudes when they've got this full-time employment and been able to care for country.
Sean, when you're talking about First Nation people working on country and getting paid to do it, I mean, the best job in the world, and yeah, but it just gives them empowerment and their vision for their culture and a vehicle to drive into the future and keeping the culture of 60,000 years alive and fresh, brother.
It is. It's great. And the young people, and it's not just young people, it's old people
yes.
as well. It's whoever wants to get into this and we'll help them and develop them. We're bringing, you know, there's never been any women on the team. We're bringing women back because women play
Good.
An important role as well.
They do.
Without them, everyone needs to play their part in it. So it's great.
And how long have you been holding the reins there as the unit manager?
4 years.
Oh yeah, enjoying that journey there, Sean.
Pretty stressful, but we're getting through it.
Yes.
Like I said, the team was started in 2012, and
yeah.
looking after a few properties we got. But now we've stretched out from we're gone from four to I think we're sitting at about 22, 23 people at the moment, and still employing.
And working closely with the council as well.
Yeah, we work pretty close with a lot of different people.
Okay.
Well, like I said, we're part of the Wurundjeri Woorong Council, and it's just a means for caring for country and training up some young people.
So with the Landcare Awards, were you at a function, a gala dinner? Paint that picture.
We went up,
and how many attended from your crew?
I took three of my crew up with me.
Good.
For it. A few of them flew up. I drove up. Didn't
yeah.
want to get on those planes at the moment.
Yep.
It was a bit unexpected. We didn't think we had a chance. We were up against some real deadly mobs from across the country.
Sure, yep.
And so we were in a bit of shock when we got it. So it was great.
So who went to the stage to correct the award?
Oh, I took myself and a couple of our
Beautiful.
Younger blokes.
Yeah.
young Wurundjeri fellas.
And you all would have been looking flash too, eh, brother?
Oh, yeah. Dressed up. We're a bit overdressed, I reckon.
Look, congratulations. Thank you for the yarn, Brother Sean, and all the best to your mob. Keep doing what you're doing. To win an award, it's a good indication that you are doing a good thing, my brother.
That's it. We're heading in the right direction.
You take care, eh?
You too. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. That's Sean Hunter, NARRIB unit manager, and looking fantastic. Indigenous Trailblazers given top honour at Landcare Awards, and great, fantastic to see. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National talk about 8 minutes left on the program. I believe we've got Tony along. Tony, good morning. Oh, Tony, not there. Tony Gibbs, call me back. Lost you there, brother. 8 minutes left on the program. Now, the program is a one-hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. I'll try again. I think we've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, who's this? Tony. Oh, thank you. I thought I had someone. Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm battling away, mate. I'm a lot better. Completely non-controversial call today.
Mm.
Trying to do the same for this community. We've got the new Woolies supermarket up there in Gordonvale on the highway.
With your dingy, he's a shields. I saw that.
Shields and stuff on the thing, and they put Gabuda up. I don't know if they spelled it right, but anyway.
Mm.
The thing is, went to the doctor on Saturday here, and then I come out, went to the chemist, but it was closed. I went back on Monday and it's closed, and the chemist in Gordonvale itself, in the town, have moved up to the supermarket. And I badly needed to go there to get medicine, and I got a bus, and it dropped me on miles away. There's no bus service that goes near the new supermarket, and the chemist...
Well, that's odd, isn't it? When they build a new supermarket, they should... There's usually transport that goes along with the plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So in the aid of closing the gap, they were in the town, and I haven't got a car at the moment, so I got the bus, and it leaves you I had to walk miles through this wind to get there. I had a fall the other night, too. I was down the green patch.
You okay?
And, I walked back in the dark, and I still have no car, and I fell over and nearly got a stick through my chin, and I was limping on one knee. And I badly needed to get to the... We need a bus service to get... So that people can...
Well, the Cairns City Council should be working with that.
Yeah, I mentioned it to Curtis Pitt's office yesterday and they said he's aware of it, but I'm just trying to... It's really important that pensioners that don't have cars... That's all today and...
Sure.
Yeah, well, just need a bus.
Yep, we're having yarn here on National Talkback. They do listen, so... Thank you for that, my brother. But you stay safe, eh?
Yeah, everybody else too. Good morning. Thanks, Trev. Have a good weekend.
You too, mate. That's Tony Gibbs, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. And deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Squeeze another call with Sowen, I believe. Sowen, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother. I'd be a bastard if I didn't mention this, brother. August the 17th, did I say respect the elders? Cairns Post, brother. Drunk on gamble, lives apart. Brother, when I read this article, I kissed the mum and dad, brother, and I got choked up telling my children about it. That got killed. Drunken Gamble Ripper. The daughter was Elder Ronnie Satini, brother. And the mum and dad, they... the mum said to her, you want me to drive? And the uncle said, no, he'll drive the car. She said, I'm going to stay sober. Because it's their own car too, brother, that got killed. And she was going to play in Yarba play footy. But the uncle, Morris Ring, 35, he decided to drive the car and that niece got killed. And brother, I kissed the photos of that mum and dad and my condolences to the mum and dad, brother. Tracy and dad up. Anthony, I think Anthony and Tracy, my condolences to them and somebody got to mention it, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Yeah, condolences to the family. Sad affair that was. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today. Back in the hot seat again Monday, you mob. And daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call back then. Otherwise, text us 24/7 045 714 0550.